Hey everyone, it's Laura Molitor, Divine Purpose Coach and Spiritual Activist here again with another Divine Purpose Insights podcast. We do this every Friday, so please subscribe and share if you enjoy what you're hearing. Also, check out my website, beingfreenow.com, for more information. Today's podcast topic is appreciating your experiences. I know that I've focused on some ideas like this before in past podcasts where I touched on how important it is to enjoy new opportunities and adventures. What I want to hone in on today is an approach we can take to the various ups and even the downs in our life, to our good and not so good decisions, and find growth and peace in them rather than to judge them and ruminate over them. When we look at our choices and actions in our life as having to move toward a specific goal, then we often find ourselves disappointed when the outcome isn't quite what we'd hoped for. It feels like failure or loss, or it feels like we're zigzagging when the line should be more direct, straight and narrow, as the Bible says. But you know, even in thinking of the biblical reference, the one that admonishes us to follow the straight and narrow way, this has less to do, I think, with our path of human experience and more to do with being true, direct in our focus. The straight way is that we continue to trust the higher power and stay direct in our purpose to do good, to seek happiness, to give of love, to enrich our lives in a way that is truly meaningful and progressive. It's narrow because it's safe, because that path of truth, of right intention, is guarded by God on all sides. And so we can't miss it, and we can't veer out of his plan. Also, when it's narrow, it requires that we walk one foot in front of the other, and then we also have to make that walk on our own. It's your way alone, and it doesn't need to keep pace with another or watch their moves. So this path of life involves experiences. We're experiencing different views, various activities, large and small, in the hours of the day and in the years of our life. Today, I'm wanting us to look at our lives, as I said before, with less judgment of the past or worry for the future, and with more trust that we are on a safe path, no matter what, and that we are living experiences within which there isn't any inherent right or wrong. It's not to say that we can do no wrong, because if we're behaving in a way that might be hurtful to others or selfish or whatever, it's certainly not a right thing to do. But if the experience culminates by awakening us to behave better, to be kinder, to think more clearly, then it still can be progressive in some way. Our lives are not made of ladder steps, one ordered perfectly after the other, spread at equal distances and leading up to heaven. Our lives are a rocky path up a mountain, and each experience gives us a different view of things. The goal isn't the top of the ladder, or really even the summit of that mountain. It's a deepening understanding of life. It's the pauses. Can you see that your experiences, the ones even that seemingly worked out and the ones that didn't, were all providing you with information about life? And can you also see that maybe some moments you were in some place that might have felt like a mistake, or upon reflection felt like a mistake, but maybe there was some person you touched without knowing it, with a smile or a right word, that was significant? Or maybe some loss you might have seemed to suffer made room for new light, new inspiration, new creativity, new love. The human purpose always seems to be one where we must succeed at some goal in the most clear and distinct way. It may or may not even make us happy or be uniquely satisfying or fulfilling, but it's defined by human sense to be the right and direct way to achieve. But the divine purpose is a whole different animal, and I love her. This divine purpose is an intention for individual goodness, rightness, wisdom, joy, and worthiness that's not bound up in human actions, but designed by the hand of God, by the life that is limitless, and yet it's distinctly ours. The niche that we alone can fill, but because it's divine, it's not a niche that has a box around it, but it belongs to us exclusively because it is us. It's us being us moment by moment, expressing various aspects of our own unique character and learning as we go, like the children that we are. And that leads to this thought, too, is take the pressure off. Take the pressure off. Be that child. Take the pressure off. That's not what God wants. He doesn't want pressure. See that your human life is a series of experiences revealing new aspects of being and inspiration and clarity. And that having a multitude of experiences, maybe just like having a big box of crayons, the more colors that you have in that box to use the next day on that next page. Don't let yourself be pressured toward a certain human achievement. Instead, keep maybe a spiritual goal in mind and aspire to that. So a good example is freedom. Aspire to a more liberated state of being. Aspire to more joy, more love, less worry, less fear. Let your experiences then move you forward on that quest. In fact, see that they're already doing that. God does have a plan, and it is advancing you through these various adventures that you go through. You can't fail as a spiritual idea. You're always going to be loved of divine love, walking with Him on the sometimes meandering but always safe path that takes you probably on the scenic route, the best way, the one that gives you opportunities to shine and at times to be shined up. And here's some more advice, if you don't mind me giving it. Next time something comes up and you kind of want to do it, but you're not sure it's worthwhile in the long run or whether you're really going to get anything out of it or if it moves you forward, just remember that it's an experience. It's an opportunity to live something new, and that is progressive. Take the pressure off and just do it. Just be you in it and see what unfolds. You might be surprised. You know, it seems to me like every time I don't make such a huge agonized deal out of something, I have a lot more fun and I get some insights about myself and feel really refreshed too. I hope some of that was helpful. If you want to talk more about it, get some clarification or get some help in moving forward yourself out of regret and fear and limit and into a life that's more free and confident, feel free to reach out to me at lauramolitor@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to set up a call to chat some more if that's of interest to you as well. I will see you next week. Have a great week.